Hi and welcome to CDC's ESG podcast. CDC is the UK's development finance institution and impact investor. And in this podcast series, we explore how investors and businesses can help develop their understanding of environmental, social, and governance issues. My name is Rob Combert from CDC's communications team, and in today's episode, I'll be handing you over to Dr. Veronica Di Bella from our ESG team, who has been working with some of the businesses we invest in Africa and South Asia, to implement measures that support the circular economy. And a key part of this work has been with M-Copper, an off-grid solar business based in Kenya. Veronica has been helping the company understand their customers' views on electronic waste, or e-waste as it's sometimes known, and how they can manage it more effectively. Now, the main part of this podcast is an interview Veronica recorded with two people leading the work at M-Copper. But first, so you can have a bit more background on the circular economy and why it's an important issue to be thinking about, I asked Veronica to give us an introduction.
So, hello everyone, I'm Veronica Di Bella, I'm one of the managers in the Environmental, Social and Governance Impact team at CDC.
Veronica, I know you've been working a lot with companies around issues relating to the circular economy. And specifically, we're gonna look at electronic waste in this episode of the podcast. But firstly, can you just talk to us about why it's important that companies, particularly in the regions that we invest in, why it's important that they should be thinking about the circular economy?
Yes. So the circular economy is a concept that basically moves away from a way of consumption which is linear and which looks at using resources that are limited in number to a way of consumption that makes the most of existing resources. So this is basically the only sustainable way of living. In particular, in our context and in the areas where we work, the improper management of waste, including electronic waste, which we will focus on, has serious negative impacts on environment and human health.
From your experience, is this a thing that companies are thinking a lot about at the moment? Or, you know, do you expect this to be, I guess, a bigger trend in the years to come?
It's definitely becoming a bigger trend. This is linked partially to changes in legislation, and we will hear more about it in the podcast, but also to how companies are starting looking at their production systems and their way of consumption, and also at pressure from like the public, media, but also investors like CDC.
Great. And today we're going to hear from one of the most prominent off-grid solar companies, M-Copper. So why is the off-grid energy sector a particular focus for this circular economy work that you're doing?
So basically, the off-grid solar sector, I would say, is a starting point for the work we are doing. The off-grid sector, as again, we will hear more in the podcast, has always been concerned about their environmental footprint. But also, which is interesting from a waste management perspective, they have some very specific challenges. For example, linked to the fact that they serve rural populations in areas where there is no waste collection system, but also to the fact that they usually serve low-income population and therefore increasing the cost in order to be able to set up a waste collection system becomes prohibitive for the customers they are trying to serve. So they are really trying to strike a balance between doing what's right from an environmental perspective, but at the same time, keeping their core and keeping serving the people that actually need to be served.
And we will hear from M-Copper very shortly. Can you just start by telling us who we'll hear from in the interview and how you came to be working with them?
Yes. So in the interview, we will hear from Sophie Mbugwa, who is the Retail Project and Diagnostic Senior Lead at M-Copper, and from Danny Stoker, who is the Head of Retail. CDC invested in M-Copper in 2016, and since then we have been working closely with them on the topic of electronic waste, in addition to more broadly environmental and social responsibility. Since 2019, we've been engaging with ENCOPA actively on this topic. We have organized joint events to try and raise the awareness within the sector, but also more broadly in Kenya on the issue of e-waste management. We have also worked closely with ENCOPA and other actors to develop Kerea and Gogla developing a position statement on e-waste. And then specifically on the pilot program, what we have been looking at is trying to identify some feasible ways, both from a commercial and a technical perspective, to manage electronic waste. The pilot uses ENCOPA as a starting point, but then it has managed to involve a lot of other actors in the off-grid solar sector, but also other producers of white goods in Kenya.
And lastly, Veronica, do you have any particular highlights from the interview that that we should be looking out for when we're listening to it?
I think what I found very interesting is some of the lessons that ENCOPA has learned via the program. Including some of the unexpected ones, and I don't want to anticipate more, but I think they will be very relevant for other companies.
So thank you very much for that, Veronica. Now let's hear your interview with Danny Stoker and Sophie Umbugwa from ENCOPA.
My name is Danny Stoker. I've been at ENCOPA for 6 years now, and I'm head of retail, where I manage all of our operations, logistics, customer care, and sales from our retail shops. This is our shops act as our collection points as well for e-waste coming back. So I've been heavily involved in designing our returns management and our repair processes. And therefore very involved working with Sophie in reverse logistics and e-waste management.
So I am Sophie Mbugwa, been at ENCOPA for just slightly over 2 years now. I would say I mainly handle product diagnostics within our retail centers, troubleshooting and diagnostics. So that's why I'm also close to the e-waste program as well.
So Danny, Sophie, why did ENCOPA start looking at circular economy and at the management of electronic waste in a more proactive way? Is this a big issue in Kenya and East Africa?
Yeah, well, I think it is a growing issue in Kenya and East Africa, certainly. And the solar space that we're playing in, the off-grid solar space, are becoming a lot more conscious of that. We're maybe a smaller part of it, only about 5% of total e-waste generation in East Africa, but that's growing year on year. And I think the reason why we got involved in it, I think the whole space, you know, we are the nature of our business as quite environmentally friendly, moving customers away from kerosene consumption to cleaner energies means that we are, you know, looking at our own carbon footprint as well and seeing what we can do to reduce our own environmental impacts. But like, there's also a really clear sort of, you know, bottom line cost reason. You know, it's really helped us to reduce our warranty costs substantially by moving into a circular economy. Refurbishing more. We've been refurbishing, you know, well over 100 tons of material since about 2016 now. And that's had a big impact on reducing our overall warranty costs because we provide refurbished products and replacements to our customers if they have device problems.
And if we look specifically at Kenya and some of the other geographies where ENCOPA operates, are there any specific issues linked to e-waste, electronic waste that you face?
Yeah, I think across all of our markets, we've put in place structures and systems to manage a lot of in-warranty returns. And that means we've got a big network of shops and reverse logistics channels, and we've also got disposal agents that we work on. But that all works perfectly well for if customers are in warranty and they're incentivized to return their product if they have a device issue. What we struggle with is if customers are out of warranty, and that's because there's no real strong incentive for them to return their product. Customers face and place a very high value on the cost of consumer electronic products, even if they're broken and end of life. There's not much awareness around the risks of e-waste, and there's not much awareness of take back or collection initiatives, for example.
And moving to Sophie, so if we look at our joint program, one of the areas we looked at is about consumers' behavior and how customers manage their electronic waste. Why is this important from the Encopa's perspective?
For us, one, we would need customers to understand the environmental and health impact of improper waste disposal, something that is not very well known, and especially in the caliber of our customers, for instance. Then secondly, it's also important for customer goodwill and future growth of the company. Of course, the society wants to interact with a business that acts responsibly rather than just focusing on profit. So this is very important for us as well. And there's also something Danny has talked about reducing business costs, because we've been able to reduce operational costs by refurbishing a good number of the products that come back. This is also reason for us to actually be able to push for e-waste management. We'd also talk about staff engagement and retention. So one of the things we've seen with our e-waste program, we've been involving some of our agents to call the customers, and they've been really engaging in this particular project. They're actually very excited about it, that MCOPA is actually keen on e-waste management. And for those people who've interacted with this particular project, it makes them feel proud of MCOPA. Yeah, so we are able to boost staff engagement and retention that way. And then lastly, there's also the proposed legislation mandating extended producer responsibility for e-waste management. So, of course, you would like to be aligned with the legislation as soon as it comes into place.
Thanks, Sophie. Yes, and it's great to hear in particular about the point on staff retention, which is something probably we hadn't appreciated so much, but really, really exciting. So what are some of the lessons that Encopa has learned from the program, noting that the program is coming to an end in probably a couple of months?
Sure. So it's been quite an interesting pilot. We've probably seen more than we expected to see from it. It has turned out differently from what we expected, but we've learned a lot from it all the same. Number one is that we've seen that customers are actually not aware that there's anything like e-waste management. So this just came as news to them. But other than that, most customers are very receptive about it. They were excited to hear that there's something called e-waste management. What are the effects of it, and how can they take part in ensuring that we dispose e-waste correctly, even as consumers? And even just building on that, we've seen customers who are actually willing to take part in this particular conversation. There are customers who tell us that they would like to be part of Chamas. Chamas in Kenya is like a group of people that meet together for a common purpose. So they would like to educate the rest of their village mates on what e-waste management is. So we've seen quite some good engagement from the consumers. And I think that if this is something we can push more to them, then we would easily get goodwill from our customers. The other things we've come to see is that distance from homes to our retail centers is quite an issue. So most of our customers live quite some distance from our retail centers. We're looking at probably $6 worth of transport cost. And therefore, this is an inhibiting factor. We're also seeing customers who are unwilling to bring back customers without getting something in return. So especially for those where we just performed an awareness campaign, the customers feel that they need to get something in return. And it's because of something Danny has mentioned as well, that they're attaching value to this particular product. So in their mind, they say that I paid $100 for this particular product, and therefore I need to get something in return for it, irrespective of whether it's broken or not, and they'll never use it again.
And so what are the next steps that Encopa is planning to take in this space?
So judging by the what I've summarized as transport issues and customers not willing to use their time and effort and so on and so forth, we're looking at using our sales force. So we know our sales force is much closer to the customer because they go out there looking for sales. So the plan is to use our sales force to reach the customers, educate them on e-waste management, and then collect any e-waste that they see.
And I think just to add on there, you know, one of the things that's come out from the calls we've been making is the appreciation that our customers have for the education on this area. It's not something that there's a great amount of awareness on. And this is where we see a real opportunity in using our agents and our sales agents on the ground to spread awareness and to drive customer education. And this is something we're looking at closely with our marketing team, because it can, I think broadly, this is a kind of, a very new area for a lot of people and a lot of rural communities in understanding the environmental risks and the benefits of disposing of e-waste responsibly.
Thank you both. So why would you encourage other companies to look at circular economy aspects and that electronic waste management in this case specifically?
Yeah, I can take this one. I mean, I think that, ultimately for any company, it's so important to be responsible in terms of the people you're serving and the communities that you're working in, and making sure that the way you're operating in those communities is responsible and is not having a detrimental impact on the environment, etc. And with the growth, and copper are moving into phones in quite a big way, and that's the biggest category in terms of e-waste generation. So it's becoming, a bigger issue for us. It was big when we were selling solar home systems, but it's just as big now. We're moving into the smartphone category. It's critical as well because the regulatory landscape is changing. As Sophie said, new government policies coming in around extended producer responsibility. And this is why we're seeing a lot of collaboration within the industry and a lot of thought leadership, especially in the off-grid solar sector, of how we can, participate in that dialogue and make sure that we're a active member of discussions with the government. If companies might be caught off guard if they're not actively involved in what's going on. And I think as well, there's big business drivers around this in terms of reducing operational cost, in terms of, we're looking at the second life phone market as well at the moment. So there's real opportunities in this to make sure that you are recycling, reusing and repairing. So strong reasons, I think, across the industry why this is an issue that shouldn't be ignored and needs to be proactively engaged in.
Thank you very much, Sophie and Danny.
And that's about it then for today's podcast. Thank you very much to Veronica, Danny and Sophie for contributing to this episode. And if you're interested in finding out more about this topic or any other ESG related issue, then you can go to our dedicated ESG toolkit, which is online at toolkit.cdcgroup.com. And I've put a link to it in the episode notes for this podcast as well. So thank you very much for listening. We'll be back with another podcast episode in a couple of weeks.